Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
Miss J in the morning. Good morning. Gotta do it big. Gotta do it big. We're doing big things right here each and every day. 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. We are live on blogtalkradio.com, also featured on iartistradio.com. You know how we do it. We do it big, y'all. I'm so grateful for everyone who is tuned in today. So grateful for every single person who continues to show me love every day. I love y'all so much. So that's my focus today, doing it big. There are no limits. Take the limits off of your life today. Get up, get started. You have no more time to waste. No more talking about you can't, you don't have, you wish you have. You can, you have it all, and you're going to do it, and you're going to do it big. Whatever obstacles you got, whatever challenges you are facing, morning. God's got it. Here's Jay Moss right here on Miss Jay in the Morning. Let's go.
Yo, P. Jay, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa.
Why?
Everybody, it's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
No, I'm not.
he did it before, he could do it again. Same God right now, same God back then, Ty Trimmett. The new one that just dropped recently got the world going crazy. Got the girl, Miss J, going crazy right here, Miss J in the morning. Right before that, J Moss, God's got it. Don't trip whatever you're going through. God's got it. If he did it before, he'll do it again. I love that song by Ty Trimmett. Everybody's blasting it, so I'm going to keep it in rotation to keep you inspired, keep you motivated, keep us going in the right direction. Why do you keep going over the same thing over and over and over and over and over again? We all do it. We go through an obstacle. God delivers us and brings us back out of it. Then we go through something else, and we have the same emotions and the same reaction. And you sit and you wonder, why am I going through this, God? Why am I going through this? God is looking at your reactions. Do you truly trust God? The way you can tell if you trust God or not is if you're faced with opposition, what's the first thing that you do? Do you freak out? Do you just go into this depression? Do you start crying? Do you call and cuss everybody out? You shut yourself in. You don't talk to people. You're in a bad mood. You don't share any love until he delivers. That's what children do. That's what immature babies do, whether it's in the spiritual or the natural. If things are going their way, they're happy. When things are not going their way, they're sad. God is looking for mature people to lead the world. You have to be mature. Even if things aren't going the way you want them to go or you believe they should go, even if God told you you are going to be a millionaire and you only have $2 to your name and they are borrowed, you still have to make sure that you're walking in joy, happiness. You're making sure you're inspiring people, motivating people. You're going to go through some things in life, and God is trying to teach you that I'm the same God that healed you before, I can heal you again. I'm the same God that saved you before, I can do it again. I'm the same God that blessed you with that car, even though it's repoed, I can do it again. I'm the same God that gave you the vision for that business. I can deliver you out of this financial situation and bless you to be an entrepreneur again. Don't trip about it, just like J. Ma said, God's got it. That's our focus for today. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, make sure you pay attention to the signs. The signs are God. God's showing you it's okay. He's waking you up today. He's not done with you yet. You still have your phone on. You're still able to listen to Ms. J in the morning. You're still logging on Facebook. You're using Facebook to complain, and God is trying to show you that I'm still blessing you to even have access to the world, and I need you to use the tools that I'm giving you to build an empire, leave a legacy, show my glory, show people that I am still awesome. I am still alive. I'm still blessing you. So why are you focusing on the mess that's going on in your life? Y'all know I'm on one today. It's Miss J in the morning. We're going to OD on positivity. I'm going to push you. I'm going to poke you. I'm going to force you. I'm going to probe you. I'm going to encourage you to have the greatest that God has prepared for you in life through the best in inspirational music. We got some news going on today, some great things that's going on with the company, some upcoming events, again, y'all, that I definitely want you all to be a part of. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in today. I'm going to stay in the flow of it, making sure that we all get it. I take the time every day, every chance that I get, to answer the questions. Sometimes I even answer them on Facebook. People sending me emails, I'm getting flooded. And now that I'm talking about it more, I'm getting even more emails. But what concerns me is that people will use this show, people will use even you, those of you who are helping other people OD on positivity, as a crutch. They'll constantly come back. I'm going through this. So what can I do? You give them some advice. You help them out. They come back again. I'm going through this. So what can I do? You give them some advice. You help them out. They go through it again. They come back again. What we need to do is make sure we're giving people tools and teaching them how to apply the tools, teaching them how to get up out on their own. That's what God is about. He's going to teach you and give you enough so then you can do it on your own. Then once you learn, that's it. Ain't got nothing else to say about it. And ain't that God left you? God is saying you're mature enough. You can do it yourself. Quit calling everybody and asking everybody, please pray for me. I got a cold. I got allergies. My head is hurting. I need somebody to lay hands on me. Lay hands on yourself. Don't waste your pastor's time on little stuff that your phone about to get cut off. Do you know what type of God we serve? He is not tripping about your phone bill. This is a guy that can heal people from cancer, that can bring people back from the dead, literally. And you tripping about a phone bill and allergies? Go take you some Benadryl and go to sleep. That's what he's trying to tell you. You're doing too much. On today's show, we're focusing on doing it big, going higher, doing it bigger, getting greater, doing better, no matter the challenges, no matter the struggles, no matter the oppositions. Quit staying stuck in the routine and the monotony and just the habits that we've created that has our lives in the place that we are right now. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of being in the same position over and over again, wanting and not having, desiring and not seeing, having a vision and it not come to fruition, not happening in your life. If you're tired of that, this is a show for you. If you're ready to be stuck in that old way, this is not the show for you, but it's too late. You already got yourself connected. You're already planted. The seed's already planted. It's going to get watered, and it's going to grow in a great way. You are a change agent. You are the one that is sent to your job, to your church, to your community, even to your family to change the lives around you. If you ever sat there and asked God why, just look at your life. It's not all about you. It's about the people that you were connected to. God is not moving you as quickly as you want him to do because there are some people that you need to encounter. There are some things that have to happen. God is planning 4 and 5 generations out, and you're thinking about today and tomorrow. You're thinking about 2013, and God is already into 2097. He's saying, I already got that. I have to have you in this state for this long. I have to have you in this place for this long because your husband is going to move in 2 years, and if I move you now, you're not going to meet him when you get to the coffee shop. I have you in this place right now because your child needs to be born in this area, because once he's born in this area, then he's going to get the education that he needs in this certain area so he can be the next president of the United States. I have you in this area because your daughter needs to encounter this person so she can get delivered, because you are not the one that's going to be the one who changes her or give her the tools that she needs. You have to think outside of the box, outside of your emotions, outside of yourself. If you're stuck in a situation and you can't do anything about it, lift your hands and be excited, because God is the only one that can do it. So it's not your responsibility to deliver yourself. Give it to God. He's got it. No matter what it is, if he planted it inside of you, it will grow. Now, if you have something inside of you that God didn't, you know, that needs to be, go ahead and, pluck that seed out, burn it, and let's keep it pushing. It's Ms. J in the morning. Today, I am not letting up on anybody. I can't even let up on myself. I'm going through so much, y'all, and I'm excited about it, because the harder the contractions are and the closer together, the closer it is to being birthed, the birthing something out, the baby. Those of us who are women, parents, y'all know, those of you who experience labor, childbirth, you know that when those contractions are getting unbearable, you feel like you're going to pass out, they are closer together, you're not getting any breaks, you can't breathe, you can't sleep, you're uncomfortable, you're feeling pains that you never thought you would ever feel in areas that you didn't even know existed, that's when it's time for the baby to come. And once the baby is birthed, you know that it was all worth it and what it was all for. So those of you who are going through labor pains in your life, it's time to celebrate, because your baby is here. Your baby is here, and it's time for you to celebrate. So let's take a quick commercial break. I want all that to marinate. We're going to talk about some more things today, answering some more questions, giving shots out. We got some events that's coming up this weekend, this month, next month. Summer is here. Kids are out of school. Youth events coming up, so I'm excited about it all. Quick commercial break. Ms. J area code check-in coming up soon, so we'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you 3 distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the 2 youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all 3 acts on Reverb Nation, or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Manage, making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety Show.
Inspirational music, uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaways.
The website,
www.MIZJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website, MIZJProductions.com. There you can find out all the information you need to know about me, where I'm finna be, what's finna go down, what we finna do, how we gonna do it. All of my supporters, those of you who are sponsoring the show, supporting the show, you got things going on, you invited Ms. J, you're passing the word along, go to my supporters page and you can find out all the information about the people who are teamed up with me, Ms. J, and Ms. J Productions. Shout out to One Girl Gospel Management, my girl Cynthia Harris out there, Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock keeps it on lock, that 501. Right here on Miss J in the Morning. Also, shouts out to Sharon Charles. Tenderhand Safe Haven, Inc. Keeps it on lock in at 209. Everybody who's called in, I'm so grateful for you. It's time for the Miss J area code check-in. We rolling through it. Excuse me. Miss J, I'm telling you, them allergies, y'all. This is the season. Tis the season for the allergies, and I'm going to fight through it. Y'all ain't going to get me. It's all good. Ms. J, area code check-in, your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to once again make a fool of myself every day and get you to laugh, and it's all good. Let's see if we can get through it today. I don't know. I don't know if I can make it. Y'all think I can? I do it every time. Don't worry. Ms. J is something like a DJ, something like a rapper, something like somebody crazy. Those of you who are called in, you dial 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening on your computer, if you want to get in on this, get in where you fit in. Go ahead, dial in. I'm logging you in as you're calling. So let me remind you, those of you who are calling in right now, I'm writing your area codes down so I can get you into the mix. Please don't get upset if I miss you, because sometimes there's like 80 of y'all in one area, and I might miss the one that's like number 16 that's different from the other 70-something. So, yeah, let's keep it going. Let's keep it pushing. That gave y'all enough time to get in. Thank you for the new callers. Good morning. It's time for the Mid-J area code check-in. Here we go. 209-501-916. 770-612-512-313-213-208-717-773-404-678-917-818-313-622-702-534-142-38-773. Hey, got you all. And 213 just called in. Don't worry about it. I got you, boo. Good morning to everybody who's called in. I'm so grateful. Make sure you log on to the website. Become my friend on Facebook, like my Facebook page, follow me on Twitter, subscribe to my YouTube channel, excuse me, new videos coming up and all that great stuff, but of course we got some great music. I'm in a great mood and I want to get up and dance, because today we're going to talk about taking the limits off of our life. There's no more limits, there's no more can't, there's no more doubt. You can, you will, you shall, but let's get some grooving on, so let's get back into some music. It's Ms. J in the Moment.
What it do? This is Matt, reppin' Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Cause all I'm waiting, it's been a long week. I put in my heart in for a little one night.
Ms. J in the morning, doing just fine. Don't trip about everything. Don't change your life. You're doing just fine. You are. People are looking at you like, wow, that person has really got it together. Don't nobody know you struggling but you? They don't know that you got issues until you share it on Facebook or open your mouth and tell them you are doing just fine. Don't change nothing about your life, even the hard times. The mess that you are going through is a fertilizer that is helping you grow. You need the fertilizer. There is not one plant that can grow strong and healthy. The roots can go deep and get the nutrients it needs without manure, without fertilizer. The same with us. You cannot be as strong and healthy and wise and rooted if you don't go through some things. So quit pumping the brakes. Quit doing that. You're making it harder for yourself. If you ever talk to any law enforcement, police, people who are experts in crashing cars and all that stuff, they tell you that if you ever get into a car accident or even like a, what is it called, black ice, and you're skidding, do not slam on the brakes. Take your foot off of the accelerator and turn the wheel with the car. They tell you that all the time. If you ever lose control of your car, do not slam on your brakes. You take your foot off the accelerator and you turn your wheel with the car and brace yourself. The same in life. Quit slamming on the brakes. Take your foot off the accelerator and go with the flow. God's got you. Your life is just fine. It's not over. It's not over. You still have time to do it. It's never too late. You can say it's too late when you're flat on your back and you're dead and you can't do it no more. That's when it's too late. There are people that are 70, 80 years old going back to school to get the education that they never had. There are parents that are finally going on a vacation that they couldn't afford after their children are graduating from college. There are people that are finally starting businesses after being on their job and getting laid off after 30 years. Your life is not over. Your life is just fine. Embrace the you that you have right now. We can all get better. We can all do things to improve, but be content with where you are right now. Okay, you got some extra pounds. You got some stretch marks. You got extra hair in places you don't want it to be. You got extra folds in places you don't want it to have, but love each and every bit of you until you change it. Until it can be changed, it's a process. Love where you are right now. Yes, I'm overweight, but I'm still beautiful. Some of y'all might be underweight. Just because you're skinny don't mean you're healthy. But you're still beautiful. Don't try to compare yourself to the next person. My journey is different than your journey. We may live in the same place, even have the same parents and grew up in the same household, but we'll never have the same journey, even twins. You guys know Tia and Tamara Mowry, the sister-sister twins. They have a reality show that I actually like. It's not as dramatic as other reality shows, even though they do go through some drama. They're identical twins. They're sisters. They go through the same emotions. They feel the same things, but they have two totally different paths, two totally different journeys that they have to experience. And they share the same womb. They share the same mother and father. They share the same heartbeat and nutrients. The same with you. You may have the same experiences as some people, but your journey is totally different. Your outcome is totally different. You cannot measure yourself against the next person. Quit looking over there and thinking the grass is greener on the other side. My pastor said something that was amazing one Sunday or one service. She said that the reason why the grass looks greener on the other side is because you're not watering your own. Yeah, I had to take a moment of silence for y'all to get that one. The reason why the grass looks greener on the other side is because you're not watering your own. If you're constantly focused on what other people have, what other people are doing, what other people expect for you to do, you're not taking the time out to nurture what you have now, to make sure that you're managing and being a great steward of what you have now. So make sure you focus on that. If all you have is a shack and one chair and a hat, make sure that's the best that you have until you get better. Plan. Plan to do better. Plan to have greater, but allow God to do it. You are blessed and highly favored. There is nothing in this world that can stop you but you. People will come against you. You will have challenges. You will get knocked down, but you will not be knocked out. The only time that you are out is when you tap out and release yourself from this wonderful experience called life. Get back in the game. Get back in the fight. It's not over. It's not done. Okay, he left you. So what? Okay, she's gone. So what? It hurts. You will get over it. It may take some time, but you're not dead. The only one that controls your life is the God, the one who created everything in the universe. Whether you believe in him or not, you are still here for a reason. You are still here for a purpose, and you're not leaving until it's done. So let's focus on what we have right now. Keep your eyes up. You are blessed. There's blessings flowing every day. I'm right here, Miss J in the morning. Here's Canton Jones' window. I see a window over your head, and it's pouring out blessings. Let's keep it going, y'all.
Yeah. There's something over your head. Hey. There's something on the top of your head. I see a window over your head. I see a window over your head. Yeah. I see a window over your head. And this for an hour, blessings. You've been in a season of difficult lessons. Trying to do your best in this economic depression.
This is Emma Shell, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J.
Yeah.
the morning, no matter how many times you got knocked down, you got right back up, and you didn't give up. No matter how many obstacles you went through, you're still here. I love that song. That song keeps me going because some people think they can. They can stop you. They think that they're God. They think that they can get you going. They think they can move your emotions, and they can't do it unless you allow them to. You are still here. That means you are more than a conqueror, and you're still blessed. Right before that Canton Jones window, I see a window over your head, and it's pouring out blessings. Blessings, blessings to you, all of you who continue to support Ms. J. Today's show, I just felt like I need to give you like a powerful one, just a big blow to your heart to just hit it and get it going again, because some of us get stuck. We get stuck. It gets kind of hard. You know, it's like you're getting in the mud, and now the mud is starting to dry up, and it's not as slick and slippery as it was. It's getting a little bit harder. It's a little bit thicker, and you're slowing down, and you need that momentum. You need that strength. It's taking extra breath. It's taking extra power to keep going, and you need that in the day. So today I felt that I need to do that, to give it to you, to let you know that you are not limited. You cannot stop. You are not going to accept anything less than greatness in your life. So I had to play the best inspirational music ever. What you listen to in the morning will definitely not only dictate your day, but dictate your life. What are you feeding yourself? What conversations are you having first thing in the morning when you start your day? When you get up and you talk to your children, or you talk to your spouse, your husband, or your wife, whoever's in the house with you, or even if you're by yourself, what is the first thing that you're doing? Do you take time to meditate? Do you take time to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how great you are? Studies have been done that's proving the most successful person or people in the world have morning affirmations or morning prayers, or they say an inspirational word to themselves first thing in the morning. So it's your turn to do it. It's your turn to OD on positivity. It's the Ms. J Challenge, and it's a simple quote that says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Those of you who are new to the show, I'm going to repeat it again. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Most of us know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? Positivity is the only infection, only drug that's approved by God. Positivity is the only thing that you can give to your child and allow your child to take it to school and give it to everybody else. Positivity is the only thing that you can pass on to your spouse, to your children in the house, and you don't need Lysol for it. Make sure they're coughing up positivity. Make sure they're getting positivity all in their room, all in their hair. Positivity on everybody at their church, in the community, at the grocery store. Wouldn't you like it better if you go to a grocery store and the clerk actually gave you great service, or you went to a restaurant? Nowadays, it's actually rare to have someone give you great service. It's only because people are doing the opposite of what we need. We need more positivity. Be more positive. Releases toxins in your body that can actually lower your blood pressure, actually help you burn calories quicker. It will lead you to a healthier and a longer life. So why not do what works and OD on positivity, just like you do right here every day, Monday through Friday. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. We are also featured on iArtistRadio.com, so make sure you log on 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, the boss man over there, and all the iArtist Radio DJs. Make sure you download the TuneIn app and listen 24/7 to the best in hip-hop, R&B, inspiration. Your girl, Ms. J, can be featured on your mobile app. Take me wherever you want to and listen on demand, but you need to make that choice today. I told you I'm going to hit you with a powerful one. We're going to get back into some more music, because I'm going to give you everything you need to get ready for this weekend, get ready for the summer. The summer is coming up in about another month and a half. It's going to get hot out there, and y'all can't get all dried up and drenched out, and it's a mess. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it today. Here's Kirk Franklin right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
Hey. I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I've run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. Of all that I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. And now it's time to help someone see their life goes so much more.
Today we go. Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
though you never felt wind blow like this before. But if what you see is all you see, you will miss that so much more.
Today we go. My last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay. Today, see today, I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid. Today,
Ms. J in the morning, you are going to make the change today. Don't try to wait for tomorrow. It is not promised. If you wait for perfect conditions, it will never, ever happen. Do it today. Make a choice today. Be positive today. Get up and get out today. The weather is nice. Even though it might be cloudy where you are, it might be raining, go out and enjoy it. We all need all four seasons in life. We need summer, spring, winter, and fall. In life, you are going to make it. Don't let anybody tell you anything opposite of that. Don't even tell yourself. Don't limit yourself. One of your biggest enemies is yourself. You are holding on to the bad memories. You are holding on to the guilt and the shame and pushing that off on other people. You're calling other people haters when it really is just you. Yeah, there are some people out there that just hate on themselves. You are not focused on the greatness that you have in life. You're sitting here worrying about the things that you did last year, the things you did 10 years ago, the things that you did 15 years ago. Well, if I never did that, then this wouldn't happen. If I never did that, that wouldn't happen. If I never got with this person, then I wouldn't be going through this experience. If I never had this child at this time, then things would be easier for me. You are hating on yourself and the problems that you are having yourself in life. So make sure today you take the time to change it and you do something different today. Love somebody a little bit more today. Call somebody you haven't called in a long time and tell them that we are going to start having a better and a closer relationship today. Some people you need to stop calling and get them out of your life, and you are going to do it today. Today is an awesome day in your life, and I celebrate you. I celebrate your victory. I celebrate all of your successes. I celebrate the greatness that is happening in your life. I celebrate you because you celebrate me, and if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to do what I do right here on Miss J in the Morning. We're at the end of the show, y'all. Yeah, we are. I know it's bittersweet all the time. Funny how time flies when you're having an awesome time, but it's time for you to get up, get out, and go do it. Today, make sure you do it big because you are so blessed. So I'm going to get up out of here with my favorite song, Jill Scott, So Blessed. I love y'all, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah.
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kind of late. And I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Less, less. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed, yes, yes. Gonna rock the dawn all night long. You're so blessed, yes. In the morning feeling fresh to death, 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 death. Yes, yes, yes.